Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Resilience is My Beauty with yours truly, Tawanta J. What's going on, everybody? How are you all doing? I hope everyone is doing well and that you are enjoying your day or you are just chillaxing this evening, depending on what time you're listening to me. But you know what's up. Just go ahead and get you something to drink, something cool, something relaxing, and have a sit down in our special place, our special room. Prop your feet up, take a deep breath in. Exhale slow. What's up? What is going on, family? How are you all doing? I hope you are doing amazing, man. I really, really do. This is a good day, okay? I know you may have had a rough one. I know things have been going crazy, going kind of sour, downhill. I get it. I get it. I get it. It could be much worse, for real, for real. But you know what? You made it. You made it. So take that deep breath, man, and exhale and just say, yeah, it's done. It's over. You know, there's nothing more I can do about it. So I'm just going to enjoy the rest of my day or my evening and just embrace the moment. That's all we can do, guys. That's all we can do. So we're going to get down to the conversation. I wanted to talk to you guys about doing your homework. Do your homework. I know I ain't talking about school, you know, I ain't talking about that, but you know, hey, some of you probably are in school right now, technically, virtually, right? You know, so yeah, you need to be doing your homework, but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the homework when it comes to your lifestyle, your decisions in life. That's what I mean by that. So yeah, I wanted to just to bring this to your attention, and let me put a disclaimer out there. I am nowhere near a professional of any kind when it comes to what I'm going to talk to y'all about. I'm only expressing my own experience. Hello. Just sharing you some golden nuggets from what I've experienced down through the years. And just hoping that this will be a great enlightenment to y'all, great encouragement to you guys. So don't take my word verbatim. Just be knowledgeable of what I'm putting out there. And what I'm saying, you probably will agree anyway, you know, but you know, honestly, definitely check with the professionals. When it comes to making, you know, decisions in your life, right? So the first thing that I want to talk about is when it comes to doing your homework or basically doing your research, you know, that kind of thing about buying a house. There's a lot of us out there, well, I'll say a lot of you all out there are probably considering buying a house. You know, that is a true dream or American dream for a lot of people, is to, you know, buy your beautiful home. And, you know, and some of you have that dream of, you know, living in the suburbs or have a white picket fence somewhere and, you know, and just have your own farm. There's people who are farmers in the heart, you know, they like that, the ranch style living and all of that stuff. But, you know, bottom line, there's people who want to one day own a home. And it's a beautiful dream to have. And it definitely is a true blessing when it comes to fruition. But we fail to realize that, you know, there are some major responsibilities once you get that house. And I'm not saying that in a bad way. Lord knows I'm not. But, you know, we just have to really be on high alert when it comes to the house of our dreams and whatnot, you know, because there are some things that you definitely need to be aware of. There are some things that you definitely need to point out in regards to your realtor that is solely responsible of looking for your dream home. First of all, you need to know the type of home that you're looking for, because everybody's different. If it's you and your spouse, I hope that you and your spouse come in agreement, you know, definitely putting God in the center of it all, and that you guys talk about your dream home and whatnot, the style of home that you're looking for. Everybody doesn't want to live in a mansion, and everybody wants to live in, you know, on top of the hill or anything like that. There's people who are very, very different, very eclectic. You know, they have their own way of their own version of how they want to live and where they want to live. Right. You got to respect that, you know. But, you know, if you know what you're looking for, what you always saw yourself living in or whatever, and, you know, share that with your realtor You know, everybody may want to, you know, everybody may want to, you know, want to live in a way that is convenient and is comfortable. People may prefer living in a more seclusive type of neighborhood versus in a very high pace, fast paced type of community or neighborhood or state for that matter. You know, I'm originally from New Jersey. So, you know, New Jersey and New York are right next door to each other. And, you know, it's always fast paced, man. It's ongoing. I have relatives in New York. And New York, it's a city that never sleeps. It's true. Because they got something going on all the time. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, but they're busy. They're busy, man. Fast paced, crazy, man. But there are people who loves that type of lifestyle. They love it, man. They love to be in the midst of all that craziness. It's calming for them versus, you know, people like me who's an introvert prefers a little bit more calmness, a little bit more privacy, you know, just to step away from all of that hustle and bustle. You know what I'm saying? So these are things that you definitely need to bring, you know, need to discuss with your spouse, with each other, and also with, you know, with that realtor. And if you have a job that definitely is settled in the main, like in the metropolitan area and that busy city life, you know, you definitely may want to consider living outside of the city. You know, where, you know, we could get away from all that craziness and just come into a calmness that you have some peace in the mind. You know what I'm saying? You know, and it's like you move, like you just shifting into another world, you know, while you're driving from work, you're coming into another dimension, if you will. So, yeah, these are things that you definitely need, you know, to think about, discuss or whatnot. And, you know, not everybody wants to buy an actual house either. So some people prefer they want to live in a loft or, you know, loft style apartment kind of vibe. Some people prefer living in a townhouse. Some people prefer living in a nice apartment, period. That is their house. Okay. I know a couple of people that loves living in an apartment. They did have a house, own a house before, but at the end of the day, they all about their apartment and it's all good. That, and they're at peace with that. I'm pretty sure you may know a couple of people who are all about that apartment life. You know what I'm saying? And they don't miss the responsibilities of being a homeowner and paying the high mortgage and, you know, paying for all the additional bills that come along of being a homeowner and all that stuff. They just prefer living where it's comfortable, convenient, and peaceful for them. So there's so many different ways of living. How you want to live. But if you are definitely considering buying a house or what have you, or even just living in an apartment, these are things that you definitely need to put into consideration. I basically want to just focus on the house because I am a homeowner. We've been living here for about 17 years. And, you know, it's been a blessing. Lord knows it's been a blessing that we've been here this long. You know, but through the course of time, you know, we have learned some things. We have been humbled by some things, man, oh man. And it's an eye opener, you know, to the point, like, God forbid, when and if we do decide to move again, we know what to look for. We know what to ask, you know, what questions to ask. We know what we don't want. Those kind of things, you know, so we won't have to deal with the issues like we are dealing with now. So, again, talk to your spouse, you know, if you guys have confirmed or come to the conclusion of where you want to live or what type of house you want to live or whatever, you know, then you go ahead and move to the realtor. Make sure you have a good realtor, a realtor that knows their stuff, a realtor that truly values their customer. They truly take their customers, ideas at heart, you know, as far as their dreams and what they want and all those things. Because you got some shady realtors out there. I'm just keeping it real. You got some realtors that really don't care. They just want that commission. You know, they service you, but they don't service you the way you deserve to be serviced. You know, I mean, they really go beyond the call of duty to make sure that you are well pampered. You know what I'm saying? And those are people whom you just don't forget because, you know, they really do care about your investment. They care about you as a person. They care about your family. You know, they really want you to experience living in that community, you know, and have a great, you know, life in that area as long as possible. So, yeah, make sure, you know, that you and your spouse or you, find that realtor, you know, do your homework with that. That is so, so important. You don't have to stick with that one person, that one realtor. You know what I'm saying? they are all over the community. So you don't have to just like, you know, respond to that one realtor, because they're going to be bombarding you with all kinds of stuff. They could be coming. You know, I'm just saying they will. So you determine that. You and your spouse pray over that. And, you know, and once you are comfortable with that person that you have chosen, then, yeah, I believe your journey of finding a new house would be a great success. It really would. Now, when you start looking for a house, you know, and all those things, I would hope that you would have already put a list out of things that you definitely want to be included in that house. For instance, you know, ample storage space. That to me is so important. And not so much like right now, but in the near future to come. Like I said, we've been here for about 17 years. When we bought this house, it was just me, my husband, and my oldest daughter at the time was like, what, almost two, if not two already, I think. And so the space at the time was okay. It was fine. Honestly, it was fine, really. But as you know, as time moved on, and whatnot. And then 4 years later, got pregnant again, had my youngest daughter. And, you know, things start to become a little bit smaller in terms of storage. You know, we start to lack the storage and all these things, you know, then, you know, we have to try to improvise and all of that. We're still doing good. But at the same time, it would be such a breath of fresh air if we had that extra amount of storage space in various locations in our house, right? It would be a little bit more easier to deal with, especially in our kitchen where we don't really have the maximum storage space when it comes to our pantry and all of those things. And, you know, it's just a lot. We try to, you know, put our food. We try to put our food and stuff in a way, you know, that it doesn't get knocked over or whatever. But we know that is a concern. So these are the things here. Like I said, make a list of things that, you know, that is important to you that you would definitely will appreciate years to come if you decide to live or choose that house. That is important. Definitely important. The other thing that you definitely need to put on that list of things is more lighting, you know, more lighting in the rooms. And the reason why I'm saying that, because not every house will have, you know, the pan lightings and stuff like that, like you see in the model homes and stuff. See, in the model homes, they hook it up to the fullest degree. Okay. You go into the bedroom or you go into the basement or any other room and you got all this additional lighting going on. And it's absolutely gorgeous. It's beautiful. Yes, because they are trying to sell you something. You know what I'm trying to say? They're trying to sell you a house, you know, but don't get deceived, because what you see is not what you're going to get when you get that house. If you want what you see, it's going to be an additional cost. Okay, so that's another thing, too, because, you know, we didn't buy this house like, you know, like by the lot. No, we bought it from a previous owner. Okay. But there are couples out there that actually are buying the lot. You know, it's a brand new subdivision that is being erected as we speak. And people are buying the lot. And once they purchase that lot, then they could go ahead and pull out the blueprint of what they, you know, what they want in their house, you know, the materials from the exterior to the interior, all of that stuff. And everything that they want is an additional cost. So of course, you know, if you want a lot of lightings and, you know, additional lighting, I would say in your master bedroom and your master bathroom and in the master closet or in the guest bedroom and all this stuff, that's going to be an additional cost. Not saying there's anything, you know, is wrong, but, you know, you need to be financially prepared for that, okay? Now, if you move into a house that's already lived in and and pray to God that it already has, you know, the additional lighting and the additional storage space. You know, that's a blessing. Come through. You know, you don't got to worry about, you know, all of that stuff. But in most cases, you know, it doesn't always happen that way. So these are things that I bring to your attention, because we don't really think about that sometimes. That if we as wise, you know, we do, you know, we do look at it to some degree, but you got to think 10 years from now. If this is a home that you and your husband plan to live for the rest of your lives or whatever, then you need to think 10 years from now versus like thinking, you know, right now, the moment, what you see. No. If you are planning to live here for the next 10, 20 years, yeah, you need to think beyond, you know, look at storage space years to come, because you may have a larger family by that time. You may have more kids by that time, you know, something may change or shift in your careers or something where you may have to work from home and you need that extra space or whatever. You never know what can happen between now and the next 5 years or the next 10 years of your life living in that house. So these are things you definitely need to put into consideration and think about that. Also, you need to look at the fact about your landscaping, because if you buy a beautiful house, you got to think about the size of that landscaping. 9 times out of 10, you know, the bigger the house, then, you know, in most cases, your landscaping is going to be it's going to be a big size. It's going to be a nice size lot or what have you. That's not all the time, but yeah, most cases it is. And you need to know right on the spot if you have a green thumb or a brown thumb, meaning that you don't have no problems going out there and cutting the grass and pulling the weeds and, you know, and manicuring your shrubs, you know, trimming and all that stuff. You got no problem doing that, then it's all good, okay? You don't even have to worry about getting a professional team to do that for you. That's an expense that stays in your pocket, okay? But if you know you and your spouse ain't the type of people to be out there in that heat, cutting the grass and all that other stuff, you know what I'm saying? Then you know what? You know that's going to be an additional expense that's going to be coming out of your out of your pockets, you know, on a weekly and or biweekly basis, depending, you know, your needs with that company or what have you. But these are things you need to look at in terms of your the landscaping. Look at the trees. Now, let me talk about the trees, okay, because I'm only speaking from my personal experience. And when we bought this house, let me tell you something. We didn't know no better when it comes to these trees. When we saw the house, it was still relatively young. This house was like, at the time when we bought this house, was like maybe 2 to 3 years old, at least that. So the house was relatively brand new. And, you know, the landscaping, absolutely impeccable, beautiful, not too big, not too small. Our backyard is pretty much small. It's not huge or anything, but it was still appropriate for us. You know what I'm saying? The previous owner had a dog, so there is a, they had, put a gate on the side of the house for their dog, which is still cool, was nice and everything or whatever. But the trees that surround our houses, surround our house, we didn't know them trees was going to, you know, grow so huge and so massive. We didn't realize that. Plus, we didn't know. I mean, I'm just keeping it real. We didn't realize that we had to keep the trees manicured. Okay? I'm just keeping it real now. All right? You know, I got no shame in my game, because I know I'm not the only person, you know, that thinks that way. But, you know, when you have trees in your around your house or whatever, you don't think about the trees getting that huge and, you know, all of that stuff. But it did. And pretty much throughout this whole subdivision, I have learned from, you know, other neighbors that they too have this certain tree in their, in their area or around their house too. And it's called a pear tree. A pear tree. But ain't the kind of tree you think. We not producing no pears, no fruit of any kind. Okay, it's just called that. I'm pretty sure there's another name they have for it besides a pear tree. But this tree If any of you who are into landscaping, you know some of your trees and whatnot, if you heard the pear tree, but not the one that produces fruit, because I don't know the other term, the other name of that tree, but this tree, if you don't maintain that bad boy when it starts to get to mature level or whatever that is, that tree gonna rule your house, okay? It will start dominating your space, okay? And the thing about it is, they planted the tree so close to the house, you know, that now it's so huge, it's like it's touching the side of the siding of our house and everything, and it is just, it's just crazy. And to get people to come to trim the trees is so freaking expensive. It's ridiculous. You know, for me personally, I just want to chop it down. Okay. I'm serious. Okay. I'm sorry for all your tree lovers out there. I love tree. I love nature. But honey, listen, we have gone through. Okay. We gone through. And I want that thing gone. And it's not just one, not even two. Well, it was three, but one of them we did eventually did had to get it cut down for real, because this tree was like right in front on the side of our garage, and that was the biggest out of the other two on the other side of my house. And the tree is so heavy that when we came back from our vacation some years ago, we was on a cruise and we came back, the limb of the tree was actually... It's in the front of, you know, right in the front of the main street. So you see this big old limb right down on the right hit on the ground. And we thought it was a storm that happened while we was away or whatever. Come to find out that the tree just gave out on itself because it was that heavy. So eventually we had to get the whole thing taken down because it was just an eyesore. It was very odd looking to see this big old space. You know, it was weird. But the tree was absolutely, it's just horrendous. If you do not keep up with manicuring your trees or whatever, get ready for, you know, for the problems that will come after the fact. So the bottom line is, all I'm saying is, guys, ask your realtor about the trees. And I know it may sound kind of childish or whatever. I don't care. Because you know what? You are putting your money, your life, your investment, everything in this house. And so you want to know what you're getting yourself into. And if she or he don't know, then they need to connect with the landscaping. Because whoever has that house, they got the landscaping company to come to take care of that, of the land, of that property. So they would know what kind of tree that is and what you need to do and be aware of. With that tree, as that tree continue to grow, and long as you live in there, yeah, be ready to get it manicured, trimmed down, or whatever, so you won't have any future issues with it, you know, the years to come. So yes, everybody, please do that. Now, if you live in it, if the house that you want to live, of course, there may be trees, but it's like really not even near you, you know, then that's a whole different situation. Don't even, you know, that's okay. But if you definitely have trees literally on your property, right? Literally, like in the front of your house, the side of your house. I don't know what in the world these people were thinking having all these trees around the house. I'm saying, my husband didn't think about that stuff at the time. He fell in love with the landscaping when it was young and manicured and fresh. And I don't think he realized that these trees was going to be a challenge for him. You know, because we didn't think we were going to be living here for more than a decade. We didn't think we were going to live it that long. But thank God we're still here. And it's been more than a decade now. And we have had our challenges with these trees. And so now he's fully aware of them now. And it's a challenge for him too. Because, you know, like I said, getting professional people to cut the trees down and stuff is very, very expensive. Just to cut it down is expensive. Huh. So... you know, I don't want you guys to experience what we have experienced or what have you. Definitely take that under consideration. Like I said, if you are not the type of person to be out, you know, and during the summertime to take care of your lawn or whatever, you know, literally work your landscaping, you know, then be prepared for that expense as well to get a professional landscaping company to come to manicure, you know, to cut your grass, to trim your shrubs and, you know, and all of that. Now, as far as with the tree cutting, they may not take care of that, because I noticed too with some landscaping companies, they don't deal with the trees. They only deal with the grass and shrubs and that kind of stuff. And that's all good. They may know something about the trees, but they don't, that's not their sole, you know, responsibility. They could refer a tree company to you or whatever. But that's about all they can do, honestly. And that is all good. But these are things definitely that, you know, you don't even think about this stuff. You really don't think about it, honestly. You're excited about starting a new chapter in your life. You want to move on. You want to, you know, get a new house, your dream home, and it's happening. And it's a wonderful feeling. I get it. But, you know, we got to not get so caught up in our emotions, you know, and we really need to really look at it as a business investment, because it is an investment. Okay, you are putting thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars, you know, and you just want to make sure that what you are putting in is going to, you want to reap that in years to come. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, definitely talk to your realtor about the trees if they are, and honestly, tell them, like, you know, I definitely want to live in a beautiful home, but I really don't want to be around a lot of trees. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be around no trees and stuff. I love nature, but I'm not all about that. It's not that deep with me when it comes to nature. Cause when them leaves starts to shed, honey, and especially in your backyard, boo, come through. Who's responsible for that? You are. Okay. You gonna have to take care of that. Cause if you don't, that stuff starts to settle, it's going to kill your grass. Hello, somebody. So if you got some plush green grass going on, okay, and it's all pretty and all that stuff, but when the fall hits and them leaves starts to drop, if you do not take care of them, drop those fallen leaves, and then it starts to rain or it starts to snow early, I'm telling you, come next spring, come next summer, you're going to have some issues with your grass, because it kills the grass after a while, you know, the weight of it, especially when the winter season comes and all that stuff. I'm telling you from experience, man. And also, depending on the size of tree that you have, you got to understand, the bigger the tree, the longer the roots are. Hello. And especially if you have a tree that is right in you know, on the side of your house, if not in the front of your house, because there's houses that have trees right around their house, you know, and if they are big trees, then you know the roots are big. So you got to also look at that too, because not only are the roots are big, but they also suck up a lot of moisture. So if you have water sprinklers, which the majority of homes do, you know, be knowledgeable in that, in terms of that the tree roots will pretty much suck up all of that moisture, and your grass will eventually suffer from that. Okay, if that makes sense. Again, I am not a professional landscaper. I'm just telling you from my experience. Hello, so don't dare quote me here, but I'm just telling you from what I've experienced down through the years, okay? And that's what we're currently dealing with right now, okay? We don't have, on one side of my house, and where my kitchen is, the bay window is, you know, we got that big old pear tree there, and the roots is very noticeable. Is you see them bad boys all over the place, but they suck up the moisture, and there's no grass growing. You see green, but it ain't green grass, okay? It's an issue. So when we get the landscaping to come, they, you know, they take care of it as much as they could, but the trees, man, it just sucks up the moisture, and then our grass suffers with that. So again, guys, these are things like that you definitely need to take under consideration. You need to notice that. You need to see how far these trees are from your house. If they are far away from your house, you know, then this doesn't apply. But for those of you, you know, who probably, you know, are, you know, that wants the trees, you don't have any problems with that, then, you know, still be mindful of that as well. But definitely let your realtor know that by no means you do not want to live in the forest, basically. And I know that's, I'm over exaggerating, but you just don't want to be in that kind of predicament or situation. You know, knowing that 9 times out of 10, that when them leaves drops, you're going to be the one responsible to getting those leaves out. Cause when it starts to get windy and breezy and all of the stuff, them leaves starts to go all over the place and, you know, your neighbors will start complaining or all of that. You just don't want that kind of drama. That's all I'm saying. You don't want that kind of drama. But like, again, if you are that type of person who definitely have no problem being out there and you love nature, you love taking care of your grass and stuff, then you know exactly how to manage it, then it's all good. It's all good. So yeah, these are certain things that I just wanted to share with you about in terms of buying a house. There's so many others. I don't want to overwhelm you with that, but I just wanted to come on here and just remind you guys about, you know, doing your homework when it comes to buying a house. And especially for those of you who are married, young couple or whatever, and you know, your dreams are to, you know, purchase a home or what have you. These are the things you definitely need to put on your list. Okay. And ask these questions. Ladies, do not be afraid to ask questions. Please, please, please ask the questions. Do not depend on your spouse to, you know, to take control over the whole entire process. Your name is going to be on that deed as well. So you definitely need to go ahead. You have every right to ask questions. No questions is a dumb question. If you have a question, ask the realtor. If they know the answer, they'll tell you. If they don't, they will tell you. But don't feel bad like, you know, like, oh, but that was a dumb question. You know, no, it's not. Uh-uh. No, because maybe that question will be a blessing to you in the next, you know, the next few years from now. Come on, somebody. Okay, so ladies, please, please, please ask. Just do it, okay? If you just write down questions before you even, you know, meet the realtor, you know, ask the questions as far as, you know, before you get the house or look at the houses and stuff. Just ask those questions and know, man, you know, what's this, what's that, you know. And also when it comes to purchasing the house, you know, you're going to have some inspectors, house inspectors. They're going to come before you actually sign your name on the dotted line. You get your keys. They have to look at the house. They got to make sure that everything is up to par. Everything is legal, permit, all that other stuff. That is a requirement. That is law. All of that depends, no matter where you are in the state where you live, that is something definitely too you have to wait on them as well. So there may be some minor issues that they will bring to your attention, to the realtor's attention or whatever, and you know, definitely be prepared for that too. Also when it comes to basement, you know, additional space, the basement, because not all states, I would say, or cities or whatever, they don't have, some houses don't have basements, I would say. Some don't. I don't know if it's because they're not supposed to or what have you. I don't know. But not every house has a basement, period. So that's something right there you may want to discuss with your spouse. Do you want that additional space, the basement? Nothing wrong with that. If you do, great. Do you want that basement to be finished? Think about that too. Versus buying a house, but that basement's not finished. That could be a good thing and that could be a bad thing. It depends on the couple. It depends on that potential buyer. You know, you may want to just go ahead and start right from, you know, scratch. You know, this is perfect. You have a clean slate. So, you know, exactly what you want in this basement, you know, and all that. And that works for some people. We did not get this basement finished until, 5 years ago now. When we bought the house, the basement was not finished. At the beginning, I wanted to be finished. I wanted to have a finished basement, honestly. But it didn't happen. It didn't happen. But when we had the means of making it happen, thank the Lord, we had that control of what we wanted in the basement. And it was a great investment. And let me say too, when it comes to that, if you are moving to a house that has an unfinished basement, be prepared for the contractors and be prepared for the payment, because they're not going to do nothing until they get that first payment, whatever that payment is, because they work according to installments or whatever, how you want to put it. So that first installment could be, prepping the walls or whatever they got to do, you know, because they got to bring in the materials from where they're getting it from, whether it's Lowe's, Home Depot, whoever, you know, that kind of stuff. They're not going to do nothing until they get that check or whatever, how you paying them in their hands. And then once that's done, then they go ahead with the first phase. And then once they have completed that first phase and it's time for the second phase, before they move on to that second phase, okay, I need the check, you know, so be prepared for that too, financially prepared for that. So that's a huge investment too, to think about. So if that's something that you definitely want to pursue, then great. But for those of you who don't want that, you don't know, I want to move into a house that already has a basement finished, okay, then great. Let your realtor know. Now be prepared where, depending on where you are, depending on where you're looking at for a home or whatever, that they may not have that for you. You know, sometimes the realtors let you know, well, they have this, but they don't have that. But it's a good house. It's a close proximity to your job, blah, 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 blah. How many of you have seen House Hunters, right, on HGTV? Is it HGTV? Yeah, I think it's HGTV. I haven't seen House Hunters in a minute, but I used to watch House Hunters. So if you have seen House Hunters, and I think they still show that, do they not? If you have seen House Hunters, then you know what I'm talking about. You know, the realtor, well, on the show, they let them have, what, show three houses, if not four or something like that. And then at the end, they pretty much, you know, the clients make a decision out of the homes they saw which one that they want and this, that, or whatever. So it's pretty much edited a whole lot, but you pretty much get the idea, you know, how it works, right, of getting a home and stuff like that or whatever. And you see from the clients as far as their taste and desires of what they want in their house, the type of design, all those things, you know, because there's some contemporary style houses, you know, they're more like a French style type looking, a Spanish type looking house, depending on where you are. Like in Florida, most of their homes, you know, it has that Spanish, oh my God, I can't think of the material, but you know what I'm talking about, people, for those of you who've been to Florida or live there. But you know, their homes are very distinctive, you know, based on the materials that they use. Where here in Michigan, I don't see that type of materials, that's used in the exterior of the homes or that style of home. Not saying that it doesn't exist, because it may, I don't know, but where I am right now, I don't see it. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, these things you got to look at, you know, these are things you got to really take under serious consideration and all that stuff like that. But again, make sure that you have a list down of things that, you know, that is very important to you. It may not be important to you right away, but in the long haul, it definitely will, you know, it will be a blessing to you later. Especially if you want to raise a family, all of that stuff like that. It's so, so important to definitely have the extra storage and all of that stuff. But when it comes to the basement, that's an additional storage right there too. So, you know, it like I said, it really depends on you, depends on your spouse, it depends on where you are financially, all those things. For those of you who start out small, maybe you, like I said, you want to live in an apartment right now, or live in a townhouse or what have you. Again, you know, you still got to do your research when it comes to looking for an apartment. You just don't move any type of apartment now. You know, you can't do that. You can if you want, but when it comes to the money, you want to make sure you are investing smart and wise. You know what I'm saying? So even when it comes to looking for an apartment, or you want to live in a loft type of setting. And lofts are really nice. I mean, I don't have a problem with it. I probably would like living in a loft or whatever. You know, if it was just me by myself, I don't think I would have a problem with that. Honestly, I think it'd be kind of cool. But, you know, and everybody's digging that. And everybody's all about living in a loft kind of living or whatever. If you prefer living in a high-rise apartments, you know, those kind of housings as well. People prefer living in those high-rise apartments. They do exist, y'all. They do exist. But they are expensive, too, depending on where you are going, depending on what state, what city. All of that stuff, that all plays a major part when it comes to that. So you definitely got to do your homework on that. Either way, you know, it's all about really having the financial means to support yourself and knowing that what you're investing, that it's going to come back 100-fold for you in the long run. When and if you do decide to move or sell, you know, you're going to be banking a little bit more than what you put out before, because you have already added some things. You did a little extra, the additional home improvement or whatever the case may be. And of course, during the years of living there, the cost of your homes will go up, depending on the economy, depending on, you know, what's going on in your neck of the woods or what's going on in the country or whatever, that too will be a blessing for you later on down the end. So yeah, there's so much. I'm not going to go to the other two right away. I think I'm going to do like a part 2, part 3 series on this, because honestly, I don't want to rush this thing at all, because this is so much to really think about. There's so much to really look at. And I know when I see young couples or just a young person in general, they want about, you know, they are ready to move into a new home. And it's wonderful. I am all about supporting people's dreams coming true. But at the same time, you really need to do your homework. You really need to know what you're getting yourself into, and be financially prepared for the expenses. Not just your mortgage payment, not just your rent, but the additional payments after that, you know, especially with the house, you know, because you're not renting, you're a homeowner. So that means that, you know, you are responsible for the exterior of your home, the materials of your home. Like if you prefer living in an all brick house or whatever, versus living in a house that's all paneled or what have you, the sidings or whatever they call it, you know, those things you got to look at too, because it's all about wear and tear after a while with the elements of the weather. These things you got to really look at, because living in the subdivision where I've been living at, like I said, we've been living here for like 17 years and stuff. We have come to find out through the years with our neighbors, those who are currently here and those who have left, that when they build these homes, that these homes were not structured in a good way, meaning that the materials that they use to build these homes, they were not top-notch, top-dollar type of materials. Some of the stuff, the materials are just was just cheap materials. They last, but after a while, it starts to creep up on you, and now you are in a mess situation. So, you know, some areas or exterior of your house, you know, you may have some wood on the exterior of the house, but it's not that type of wood that really can handle, you know, the abuse of the weather. You know, especially here in Michigan, you know, when it gets cold, and you know, wood expands, it retracts, and all this stuff or whatever, depending on the season, the heat, all of that stuff. And after a while, you get to see that wood starts to corrode, it starts to come apart, and all of that stuff. And you're stuck with this, you know. You don't see none of that when you're looking at the house. You see the prettiness of the house, and like I said, that's why you can't get so deceived in that. You need to know exactly what you are buying. So yeah, you be that pain in the neck client if you have to be, okay? Because the realtor, all they're looking at is that little extra change in their pocket. You know what I'm saying? But you have to say, listen, I'm investing a lot, okay? And I need to know what I'm getting into. I need to know the structure of my house. I need to know the materials, and if this are good quality materials, or if this some half junk stuff, you know what I'm saying, that I'm going to suffer and regret in the next 5 years or 3 years from now. You know what I'm saying? Versus 20 years. You know, if I live that long, if I live, you know, in this house that long, you know what I'm saying? So these are things you definitely, you know, you got to ask. You have to ask because you do not want to regret it later on. Right. And then you got to spend hundreds, if not thousands of dollars to get the thing repaired. You know, like for us, we have to, you know, get someone to cut these trees down first because we need our exterior part of the house painted. You know, it's half brick and the siding of the house, the side of the house is the sidings or whatever. I don't know. The panels, I guess that's what you call. And it's white panels. But due to wear and tear of the trees I told you about and the weather itself, it needs a paint job. And we can't afford it right now. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot. It is a lot. But once we got to take care of one thing in order to do the other. We can't paint it until we get the trees trimmed. Right? You know, and then once we get that done, then we could go ahead and focus on, you know, the minor, God forbid, if not major damage of what these tree limbs have done to the side of the house. Because just brushing up against the house. Because it's just that crazy, man. It's just that crazy. Seriously. And I don't want you guys to experience what we've been experiencing. And it's not that we let it go on purpose. It's just life. It's just life. Because like I said, we didn't expect to be here this long. And of course, we did not expect to be out of jobs, you know, numerous times down through the years. So, you know, nothing is guaranteed where you currently are. Nothing is guaranteed in the long haul, right? So please be mindful of that, beloved. If you are planning to move into a new house, you need to have an emergency pocket, a pocketbook. You need to have an emergency account or whatever, meaning that you need to add, you know, put some money in that account and keep it there until, you know, that unexpected emergency comes. You know what I'm saying? So you don't get stuck in the current situation and you are in a financial bind and then you got to try to find a local handyman, you know, to do the work or try to fix it as best as they can, you know, until you are able to afford to get a professional or licensed technician or whoever to take care of the issue or what have you. Don't put yourself in that situation. Everybody's trying to, you know, a lot of people do that, you know, try to find somebody that can afford versus to get a professional person, you know, that gonna cost, especially if they work in a company in a situation, because there's more money that way versus Mr. Handyman around the corner, you know. But these are just things that I'm just throwing out to you guys. There's so much more that I want to share with you, but I'm not going to go any forward than what I am now. But I'm hoping that this is blessing you at this point and, you know, having you to think a little bit more deeper in regards to, you know, buying a house. It's a beautiful thing. If God put that in your heart, man, go for it. I'm not trying to stop you or prevent you from doing that. I'm just giving you the real deal. Okay. Because when you walk up there and you say, I'm ready to buy a house, you know, the realtor is excited for you too. But you know, like I said, not all realtors are really looking at your best interest. They're not looking at your investment and they're not, you know what I'm saying? And you really want to really keep a strong mind, not get all caught up in the fanciness of the house, the way how the house is set up, the way how it's designed and all of that stuff. To me, that should be on the bottom list. The main thing on your list is this. Do you have enough storage space? What about the lighting? What about the trees? What about the stuff? Blah, 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 blah. You know, look at the materials of the house. All of that stuff is important, man. The piping, all of that is important. You may not think it is, but it is. Seriously, man, it really, really is. So listen, guys, I'm going to shut this down, but I hope that this has truly been an inspiration for you. I hope this has been informative for you guys. I really, really do. Because, you know, people are, believe it or not, even in this pandemic, people are moving. People have purchased homes throughout this pandemic. Real estate still going. People are still selling houses and buying houses as we speak. So I don't know. Maybe, one of you, my listeners, are probably considering doing just that. And so maybe this came right on time for you. Okay. So God willing, next week I'll be back and I may continue forward on talking more about that as time moves on and I think about other things that I experienced with this house of mine here and just throw it out there to you guys. And then we move on to the next things of what you need to do your homework on. I'm not going to tell you what that topic is, but that's something very, 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 very important. You cannot avoid that, ladies. Hello. Hello. But anyway, we're going to close out with a prayer. And again, I hope you guys have a phenomenal day, weekend, evening. Do not get bent out of shape over things that did not work out for you. It's okay. God has your best interest at heart. He knows exactly what you need at that hour. So whatever you had hoped and it didn't happen, don't worry about it. Just keep it moving because God knows exactly what, you know, what could have happened way yonder. You don't know what would have happened, right? So just enjoy the moment, embrace the moment, embrace your loved ones, and just enjoy life right now. Just enjoy. So Father God, thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for my family. Thank you for this platform. I pray that what I have talked about, that it will be that it has been a blessing. And it has been very informative for those who are considering moving into a new home, starting a new chapter in their lives. Help them, oh Lord, to make the right choices and the right decisions. Help them, oh God, to ask the questions that need to be asked, oh Lord. You know exactly where we need to be. You know where we need to go. You know when it's the right time for us to move and when it's not the time for us to go. Even though we desire to move, but it's not time for us to go anywhere. But Lord, where we are right now, thank you for our home. Thank you for the shelter. Thank you for peace of mind. Thank you for family. Thank you for friends. Thank you for everything that you have done. We really do appreciate all the blessings that you continue to pour into our lives. Forgive us, O Lord, for not acknowledging you daily and thanking you for the little things that we easily take for granted, O God. Help us, O Lord, to do better in that area. Help us, O God, not to get all spoiled of what the world presents to us, but that we truly, truly take the time out and to say, God, I thank you for my life. I thank you for my life. We thank you, God, in Jesus' name. Amen.